I think to some extent both the bulls and the bears are correct. Pretend and extend is a viable solution to the extent that you believe that fundamentals will increase to the point that it may bail out some people who are underwater today.
Welcome to the Alta Group Podcast on Real Estate. I'm your host, Tom Silva. Today, our guest is Robert Nackel, chairman and founding partner of Massey Nackel Realty Services in New York City. He has brokered the sale of over 1,000 properties, having a market value in excess of $6.5 billion. A graduate of the Wharton School of Business, Bob is the author of Streetwise, a nationally syndicated blog on the real estate industry. Bob, the topic of our conversation today is the bulls versus the bears, and it actually came out of a blog that you wrote about all of the contradictory information that's out of the market right now between competing statistics and a sort of optimistic versus a much more pessimistic outlook. So I want to see if we can start to make sense of some of this. So let's start with the kind of the 30,000 foot view, which is the GDP right now. So the bulls say that we ended last year and began this year with the best back-to-back GDP growth since 2003, 5.9% and then 3.2%. And they expect that as a result of the stimulus, we should be seeing a pretty steady growth of 5% going forward. In fact, a new poll of wealthy Americans say that 41% of them expect to increase their wealth in 2010. On the other hand, the bears say that taxes are going to increase because of the deficit.